This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Lecture. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, offers a talk about mindfulness to deepen our understanding and cultivate well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Lovely to be reconnected with some of you, and hello to new faces and names. As I mentioned, my name is Wade Brill, and I'm a graduate from the TMF program at UCLA, and feel so passionate about sharing this practice of mindfulness and meditation because it's transformed me in my life. And, you know, I was thinking about, like, what do I want to teach today? What do I want to talk about? What do I think would be most helpful? What are people feeling? You know, it's really intense times. And I was kind of like, what medicine can I offer at all during these times? And really what came up for me, and something that's been very helpful for me in navigating these really volatile times, is continual practice in choosing love, choosing kindness, choosing compassion, choosing care. And that can feel kind of like an impossible feat during these times. Like, how do we access more of this when there's so much hate and divide and misinformation and even just like we're getting information that we're more divided than we actually really are, right? So we're just very layered stories of what is reality. And I wanted to talk about a few different ways that we can practice cultivating more kindness, more care from within ourselves, and also the ability to create more kindness and care, more empathy, compassion with others. And a lot of the time, we think we can really change our actions, our behaviors to be more kind, which we can. But if we're not also talking about how we're connecting with ourselves, how we talk and care to ourselves, it can really affect how we're actually giving that kindness and that care to others. So the work really starts within ourselves, right? We can't create a kinder world, a more loving, compassionate world, if we're also not loving and compassionate with ourselves. So I wanted to start us off with a couple of journaling prompts and exercises to help us connect to this concept. And I'm really passionate. I think I've shared with some of you before. I wrote a book called 100 Mindful Moments to Balance and Energize. It came out this last May, so just a little over 6 months ago, and it's an interactive self-care journal guide. It's something I wrote after I was 21 and diagnosed with cancer and was going through chemotherapy and dealing with a lot of suffering in my life. And this book is a lot of different tools, what I call mindful moments, ways I got to meet myself to help heal myself and also to help give more love and kindness to my body and to others. And so one of the practices that I want to pull out from this book is called Be Your Best Friend, Not Your Worst Enemy. And a lot of the time we can be our worst enemy and not our best friend, right? So I don't know how many of you, I'd love to hear by or see by a show of hands, whether it's emoji hand or real hand, how many of you notice that some of your self-talk can be a little critical? Yeah, right? You got a lot of hands popping up, right? This is such a human behavior. I remember when I first, we got some claps. Yeah, we got some thumbs. When I first started meditating, when I was going through chemotherapy, I remember sitting and thinking, okay, wait, come back to your breath. Okay, come back to your breath. Oh God, you're not doing this right, right? Like, your attention is so short. Oh, how are you ever going to like help heal yourself, right? Like, I just had all of this negative energy and criticism in my practice. And it was the first time that I actually was able to witness, wow, my mind is very critical and full of judgment.
Mom, no. Hey.
Oh, forgive me. I'm just gonna mute you, Carolyn. Thank you. Yep. But even that was perfect kind of timing. That type of noise and tone, right, was kind of what the mind sounded like. And I think that is an example of how many of us feel and how many of us relate to life. I noticed just on Sunday, you know, this past Sunday, and I've been practicing meditation for over 15 years, and I've been even more deeply committed to the practice of self-compassion for the last few years. But I even noticed the mind get critical again, right? I was like in this moment of trying to meet a deadline, and I felt like I kind of pushed things to the last minute. And I know myself well enough to know I don't really work well last minute. My brain kind of shuts down. Some people thrive in that kind of environment, but for me, that's not my ideal environment. And so when I was working late Sunday night trying to get this proposal in, I was like stressing out. I was like, why did I push this to the last minute? And da 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 da. And I just started to notice that chatter. And it was like, oh, I had that awareness. I noticed it starting to rise. And it was a moment of like, I have a choice point. I have a choice point of I can continue to talk to myself as I'm my worst enemy, like I meant to create harm for myself, or I have a choice point where I can talk to myself as if I'm my best friend. So I want to lead us through an exercise of us connecting to our own internal voices. And as I mentioned, we can do this writing if you have a piece of paper and pen. If you don't, you can also just do this in a kind of mindful inquiry, just kind of maybe sitting with yourself and allowing yourself to note what comes up. So the first journal prompt I want you to write about is I want you to bring to mind a most recent time, so that's kind of fresh in your mind, a memory where a good friend, maybe a family member, a child, a colleague, somebody came to you that was struggling. They were maybe really stressed. They were trying to tell you about a problem. Maybe they had an issue at work, or this thing happened at school, or maybe they got a really scary bill or notice in the mail, right? Something, a friend came to you with some sort of moment of stress. And I want you to jot down what that moment was. And I want you to reflect on how did you treat them? How did you show up? What are the words you said to them? What's the advice you gave them? And I want you to know even like your tone that you had in that moment. Okay, so we'll spend about 3 minutes, and we'll see maybe at the 2 minute mark if everybody's complete or if we need more time. So let's say 2 minutes and we can extend it. So 2 minutes, and I want you to take a moment to write down, when was the last time a friend came to you to share that they were going through a stressful event, and how did you respond? And I'll add this in the chat too. And take about one more minute. I'm just beginning to wind those final thoughts down, knowing you can always come back to these prompts. And so the second prompt that I'd love for you to write about or ponder, I want you to bring to mind a time where you were struggling. Maybe a most recent time where you were struggling. So maybe you noticed there was something at work that happened, or there was a conversation that got pretty unpleasant, or navigating a health concern, or trying to figure out a bill. And so bringing to mind a most recent example of a time you were struggling, and I want you to note, how did you meet yourself? How did you respond to yourself in that moment of struggle? What were the words you said to yourself? What was the tone? We'll take about two-ish minutes to reflect. Taking about one more minute. Beginning to wind any of those thoughts down. And I'm curious, either feel free to come off of mute or share in the chat. What are you noticing is the difference of how you talked to your friend who was struggling versus how you talked to yourself when you were struggling? So for me, I noticed, yeah, that is way kinder to a friend than myself. Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Daniel, in the chat. Yeah, Ellen, please feel free to come off mute.
Hi. Maybe because I've been really focusing on this lately, I was kind in both instances. I know.
Great.
Never used to be, but...
Yeah.
I'm really happy about that. Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And that I feel joy hearing that. And also, I appreciate hearing that you notice that's not how it used to be, right? And it's something that sounds like you've been intentionally cultivating, which is beautiful to see the fruits of your labor that, like, wow, that you could be kind to both yourself and your friends. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I notice even with this practice of like, I can be, my tone with my friends can be so much softer than the tone with myself. Right. So I'm curious if anybody noticed any of those even slight adjustments or like body language. I see in the chat, feel more supportive and patient towards a friend, more pushy and tough on myself. Yeah, thank you, Jamie, for sharing that. We have Elizabeth sharing, criticize unfairly at work, tended to internalize the harsh words instead of understanding the manager had troubles. She was playing forward. Yeah, so it sounds like you're noticing that there was some ability to kind of, sounds like have some empathy for that manager in that moment. Initially had some self-doubt in myself, but worked through it quickly. Do not have doubt about coworkers' ability to cope with their issue. Yeah, right. So how often we can get into more self-doubt, more not good enough, more self-criticism when it comes to ourselves, but when it comes of other people, we're like, no, you got this. You're capable. Like I have no doubt in my mind, right? So thank you for sharing that, Pam. Tend to be a bit more selfish with myself. Okay. Can I see myself? Carolyn, I do not see your video, but we hear you, and I'm just gonna mute you. Causes of fear, probably. I'm curious to know a little bit more about that. Yeah, so it's like we can see that there's this patterning, right? And being a human is hard, right? That's why we practice mindfulness. It's why we meditate, because it helps us learn to be with the suffering. It helps us learn to be with the ups and downs and twists and turns of being a human in this modern day world. And so when we practice kindness, I'm curious, we'll go into our third prompt here. I'm curious, like, what would change in your life if you could talk to yourself with more kindness? Like, if you could talk to yourself as if you were more of your best friend. And so, for some people who have experienced and noted, like, wow, I've actually been kinder to myself, as Ellen shared, like, wow, what's the impact of that, right? What are you noticing is the impact of being able to be kinder to yourself? So the prompt again is, what would change if you talk to yourself with more kindness? And I'll put that in the chat. Would it change your mood? Would it change your energy levels? Would it change the way you maybe go for a promotion? Would it change the way you try to date? Would it change your approach to your health? Yeah, thank you, Lisa, for sharing the chat. Kitty, I think if I'm mispronouncing your name, excuse me. I appreciate you sharing that, noticing that there's impatience to others. Yeah, great. And we'll kind of talk about that in a moment too. Mike, thanks for sharing, more encouraging to others and less towards yourself. Yeah, so normal. So what would change? We'll spend one more minute reflecting on this prompt. What would change if you talk to yourself with more kindness? As we begin to wind that thought down, feel free to share it in the chat, or if somebody brave wants to come off of mute, what would change in your life if you could just be a little kinder to self? Here in the chat, I would be able to take longer view of the problems, realize they're generally to resolve with time and patience. Yeah, thank you. I practice transcendental meditation and find that this practice is so helpful. I have more patience now and time to listen to my friends and family when they need more to listen to. Yeah, when they need me, excuse me, to listen to them. Yeah. More patience, more compassion, I'm hearing. More spaciousness, I'm hearing, like time to like get that larger viewpoint. Instead of wasting time, right, getting caught up in our internal struggles, we'd be able to accept the mistake, accept ourselves, and just enjoy the moment, move on to the next. Yeah, thank you, Allison, for saying that. Change my vibration. Thanks, Jana. Yeah. Paula, take the pressure off of myself of being perfect. Yep, I work on that one too. Yep. Might see a solution more clearly. Thank you, Maureen. Bring more space to listening to others. Yeah. You know, I notice when I'm kinder, is that in that moment I shared with you earlier, like on Sunday night when I caught myself, it was that moment of like, oh, I can create more stress and pressure for myself, more inflammation in my body. But why would I do that? That doesn't help me, right? That doesn't help. And research shows that when we are self-compassionate, when we're kinder to ourselves, that actually decreases inflammation in the body, that it supports us being more present. It supports us being more resilient. It supports us being able to, you know, think more clearly, because we're not wrapped up into all of these extra voices of criticism and not enoughness or imperfection that can really trap us. You know, sometimes there are these myths out there that it's like, if I'm kinder to myself, I'm not gonna be as successful, you know, or if I'm kinder to myself, I'm not going to push myself as much or work as hard or have as many benefits. Or I've talked to clients who've told me, you know, my self-critic has actually gotten me really far in life. So like, why would I want to change that? And so it's a really common experience. So if any of you are here and having that, know you're not alone. And what I welcome people to play with in these moments is to recognize that we can still be successful. We can still go far. We can still do big things without having that extra voice of criticism that creates that stress, right? And so that we can actually bring, as everybody's noticing, like more spaciousness, more compassion, more patience, more courage to our present moment realities when we're kinder. And so in this moment, I welcome you to, in our final little prompt, to take a few moments and just jot down what are some words of self-compassion, some kind words that you want to offer yourself. So for the next time you notice there's a moment of struggle, there's a moment where you drop the ball, where you feel like you didn't show up the way you wanted to, what would it be like? What are some words that you could offer yourself? So we'll take about 2 minutes here to just jot down any words. And this can be like your self-compassion list. You can come back to this when you need a refresh, a reminder of, yeah, I can speak to myself in these ways. I can speak to myself kindly. And feel free as we wind this prompt down in the chat to just share some of the words of what self-compassion could be. You are awesome. Yeah. One day at a time. Yeah. I love to say, I am enough as I am. Or even like, you know, maybe a part of me, I said something or something came out and it's just like, you know what? I remind myself to, I accept myself fully. You know, may I live with understanding and love. Yeah. Breathe and be loved. You are strong, smart, and capable. Give myself grace. Yeah, beautiful. I love all of these. Calm down, take a breath. It will turn out okay. You are okay. Be apologetic and open-minded. I love you. These are so beautiful. You're doing a good job, and I really appreciate that. And keep working and improving yourself. Yes, just like notice as you hear these, as you read them coming up in the chat, what comes up for you. Like, I'm noticing, like, my heart is expanding. I'm like, yeah, why can't we all, like, why can't that be the recording we're constantly hearing, right? And so I want to take this and expand it a little bit, because now we're working on self-compassion, right? We're having these seeds of self-compassion and we're noticing how good it feels, how good it feels to talk to ourselves a little bit kinder and the impact it could have. And now the idea is like, how would it feel if we could start to talk to others in this way? And I don't even mean just our friends and people in our immediate community. I just mean like everybody, right? If we could start to see the world a little bit more as everybody is human beings doing the best that they can. And so I wanna guide us in a meditation called Just Like Me. And so I'm curious, has anybody practiced this meditation before? Just Like Me, you can raise your hand. Okay, so we have, looks like a few, maybe new to a majority of you, great, okay. So this is a really powerful practice to remind ourselves of the common humanity that's in this world. And I'm gonna guide us through this practice. And then at the end, we can also kind of open it up to some questions, some sharing, as we wind down our session this evening. So I welcome you to get into a comfortable posture, and your eyes can be open or closed. And I welcome you to bring to mind somebody. This could be anybody, this could be a stranger you just walked by on the street before coming to our Zoom room. This could be somebody that you maybe had some road rage against earlier today, or a coworker that you may be struggling with, or somebody in the news. I'm bringing to mind somebody that feels approachable to be with in this moment. And as this person, this human being, comes to your mind's eye, I welcome you to pause and kind of reflect as I share a bunch of phrases. And you can just notice how they land in your heart, in your mind, in your body. So as you see this human being in your mind's eye, I welcome you to remind yourself this person was born into this world just like me. This person has a body and a mind just like me. This person has experienced suffering and stress just like me. This person has been sad, angry, or hurt. Just like me. This person is sometimes scared and worried. Just like me. This person wants to be loved and understood just like me. This person wants to be seen and heard just like me. This person wants to be safe and healthy, just like me. This person wants to belong, just like me. This person wants to be happy, just like me. And if it feels accessible and possible, maybe sharing words of kindness, of care, of compassion to this person. I wish for you to be free from pain and suffering. I wish for you to be safe from harm. I wish for you to have health and well-being. I wish for you to move through life with ease. I wish for you to know you're awesome. I wish for you to be happy. I wish all of these things for you because you are a fellow human being just like me. I'm taking a few moments to just allow these words to land, noticing what arises in your own heart, mind, and body. Knowing that this sharing of kindness doesn't have to come from a place of striving. Allowing it to be easeful and authentic. Slowly making your way back. Again, feel free to take a moment to check in. Do you need to adjust the body? Offer any little stretch? And then take about a minute to just jot down any thoughts, insights that you have from that practice of just like me. You know, what did it feel like to recognize this common humanity that we've been talking about for the last hour? Right? That we all have these internal needs and wants and desires and criticisms. And the gift of what it's like to not only send ourselves some kindness, but to send others kindness, to wish them well. Recognize that we're all humans on this planet, walking a path. And so in our last little bit of time together, we'd love to open it up to any sharings from at Just Like Me meditation. You can share in the chat or come off of mute, and or if you have a question that you'd love to ask, also feel free to share in the chat or come off of mute. Yeah, thank you, James. Right, we share the same sufferings. And with this, we also could share kindness. Yeah. Oh, it brings like tears to my eyes, right? Reading that, because it's so true. It's like we're all navigating this world. We're all having internal struggles and external struggles to find these common shared threads. Thank you for sharing. Your mind is feeling refreshed and calm. So we have a question. What about when I recognize that others have serious aggression just as I do? Yeah, right? Aggression, anger, like recognizing that we all have these human emotions that arise. And obviously, the skill that many of us weren't taught and that many of us hopefully can learn in our lifetime around emotional regulation, right? How are we expressing our aggression and anger in healthy, clean ways, right? Because there's a lot, like, anger is natural and normal. We want to feel that emotion, but it's how is it being expressed, right? In a way that doesn't create harm. And so to recognize that, yeah, we're human. We all have these kinds of emotions. And what's really going on underneath that, right? When we sit with our own anger and aggression, I know just for me, there's typically sadness or grief underneath my anger or aggression. A need didn't get met, or a desire that was there, or an expectation that was there. And so when I can uncover what's below the anger, that gives me more insight to my own human experience. And so I get to see that when somebody else might have anger or aggression, that something also is happening for them too below the surface. And I don't know what that is, right? What their own, but I can have a sense of compassion for their own human experience, that they are also experiencing suffering. Hope that helps. Hakuna Matata, no worries. Yeah. Made me feel compassion for this person so easy and clear. Thanks, Ellen, for sharing that in the chat. Yeah, so it's just like where in our life these days, can we see this practice helping us so that we're not just cultivating it on our meditation cushion, so to say, right? Or in our meditation chair, or when we're sitting in practice. But how can we start to take this lens, this quality that we are cultivating, and bring it into our life, into our conversations with our loved ones, into our conversations with strangers, into our neighborhood as we walk around, right? As we take public transportation or as we drive, how can we bring this lens of kindness, of compassion into our life more? Right, to recognize these are fellow humans just like me. That's my hope for all of us. And it's not an easy task. I just want to say that. Like, this is not easy peasy, like, oh, you just practice this for an hour and like we all get a master's in it. This is the work. This is really hard work. I have I remember on my most recent silent meditation retreat, I ended up spending the whole 5 days just practicing self-compassion and self-kindness. And it was so powerful. I've never done that on a retreat before, to just devote the whole time to self-compassion and self-kindness. And it was amazing when I came out of that retreat how much more open my heart felt, how much more capacity I had, how much more patience I had for my husband, how much more patience I had for myself, right? So to see this work, when we water these seeds, to see this work is really powerful. We have in the chat, I think it's important to understand we are all humans with struggles and problems. Yeah. Thanks, Alon. Exactly. Yeah. So, any other questions or comments as we start to bring this session to a close? I'm going to put in the chat some ways to stay connected. I have a podcast if anybody ever wants. And yeah, see you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Lecture. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.